Amen. Let's open our scripture, the Holy Bible, to the book of Genesis. Genesis 4. Sorry, Genesis 5, verse 21. Genesis 5:21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God. And after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Let's open to 6, verse 9. 6, starting from 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. So God would like to talk to us about a lifestyle of walking with God. I love people to say amen when I'm delivering the word of God. Don't worry, I'm soon going to get out of the way so that you can pray. We're talking about the lifestyle of walking with God. Yeah. And this message is a message of love. It's also a message of content. It wants you to know what God has for us as human race. Enoch, as we know, it's from his generation. If you look at the lineage of Enoch, you know that Enoch has some people before him and some people after him. And we're going to talk about Enoch, and then we talk about Noah, because they're special in their generation. The generation was very perverse, and a lot of things happened in the generation that is very, very close, if not identical, to what is happening in our generation. There were terrible things. We were told that it was at some point God decided that he just doesn't want to deal with humans anymore. During the days of Noah. So he told Noah to, you know, to build a ark. If you want to read more about that, that's verse 13. It said, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. I told you, the message is very simple. But the instruction was that Noah should make an ark. I used to really love this message, this part of the text, when I was growing up. Because even though things were bad then, now when I look at my kids, I feel bad for them. Things are going worse. And that's because this is the last days. And things are probably going to go even worse and worse and worse. But we thank God. Because God made a provision for this time. God made a provision for this time. That we will not, the good will not perish with the bad. And that's why we're here tonight. We talk about the lifestyle. I was looking at what does that mean to have a lifestyle? So I decided to go into Merriam-Webster dictionary. Lifestyle is defined as the typical way of life of an individual, group, or culture. So I decided to dig more into a lifestyle coach, right? We like coach in one, we like to have coaches, young people, right? Somebody that will tell you what to do. And then it says an advisor who helps people make decisions and set and reach goals and deal with problems. So I looked at that and I said, okay, if that is the case, then it does look like we have a lifestyle coach, the Holy Spirit. Yes, we do. And I was talking to a brother, and I was talking about my belly because it's been coming out. And they told us when I got married that that's a sign of good health, that you're married. After some time, I realized that's not entirely true. Because the doctor told me at some point that you don't want any fat to get close to your heart. And since I have Jesus in my heart, I wouldn't want any fat to get too close to that place. But, you know, so talking to the brother, and he told me, you need to make a lifestyle change. And I told him, I did. I mean, I started intermittent fasting, right? But what happened was, after work, it's late to get home and all of that, so I eat late in the night. Now, part of that lifestyle change is that I should not eat late in the night. But I decided, as some of us young people do, that I am going to have a very small caveat to that intermittent fasting. So once I fast, I can eat late into the night because, of course, I don't have any choice, and that would be fine. And guess what? My belly didn't go down. Now, take that and bring it home to you. As a Christian, as a person of God, you wanted to serve God. You really wanted to serve God. Maybe you are even saved. But you decided, I don't want to give it all. I want to give it to this extent. And then I'll leave the rest to myself. But God wants to have all of you. For it to work, you have to give all. You can't give part of it. If Noah did not follow the dimension of the ark, I can assure you that ark will go down. And God will start over again and create people that will listen to him. Remember, we're talking about a lifestyle of walking with God. The walk with God starts with a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will draw you to himself, like he's doing tonight. You may think that you're listening to one brother, John Adebayo from Massachusetts, but that's the Holy Spirit telling you, drawing you to himself. He will draw you. He will put faith in your heart. Hebrews 1, you will start getting that Holy Spirit drawing you to himself. Then after that, he would save you from your life of sin, like he did for me when I was 8. And then he will lead you, adding some things to your life. A lifestyle of dwelling in the Word of God. Lifestyle of prayer and praise. You stay right where God wants you to stay. Young people, we like to stay, you know, in the gray areas because it's easier to be able to hold the word, right? W-O-R-D and the word. W-O-R-D. W-O-R-D and W-O-R-D. Word. World. My spelling is probably not that good. but we try to do it. We try to hold the two together and start to balance and see if we can do a balancing act. But that's not what God wants for us. Anybody that God would use will have to give it all. Especially at our time and day. Effective Christians right now, where sin abound, grace abound even more. Right now, this is the time that your life can shine. If you can have a lifestyle directed by your coach, the Holy Spirit. A lifestyle of walking with God. Now, I cannot tell you that if you have a lifestyle of walking with God, that everything will be just rosy. I'll be lying if I tell you that. Because our enemy, the devil, is still there. And because our flesh, the flesh, our body is contaminated, the greatest enemy you have is your flesh. When you want to pray, that's when sleep is sweetest. And I'm not telling you theory here, that's based on experience. Right? When you want to fast, some things need fasting and prayer. The Bible said it. When you want to do that, that's when you feel so hungry that you want to die. You're not going to die, but the devil is just going to make you feel like you need to eat that Cheerios. Oh, if you don't eat it, you're going to pass out. And then now you're not doing what you said to do. Another thing is unrighteousness and sin. Young people, God wants young people that are loyal to Christ. Soldiers of the cross. When I read about the heroes of faith, Hebrews 11, and when I read about it, the postings on the church website of people that have gone before and their testimonies, I just feel like we're not doing, young people, we're not doing enough. The time of our forefathers, things are even better than right now. But God is still calling. He's still calling. It's like we're on extra time of a game. And God is calling young people. He's calling names. He's calling on your heart right now and saying, get on the team. Get on the ark. The time is running out. This is extra time. The time is running out. When we walk close to God, He gives us His plan. He has a plan for our lives. When I look at myself, sometimes I just laugh. Because if you know where it came from, you would know that God is a very interesting God. But what am I saying? Tonight, God is calling again. Let's read quickly Jude 1:14 as we round up. Let's start from 14. And Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, prophesied of this, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints, that's you and me, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their art speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration, because of advantage. But beloved, remember ye the word which you spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should work after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Now the altars are open for prayer. If you want a lifestyle of walking with God and you haven't had it, you haven't started, today's the right day to start that lifestyle of walking with God. If somehow you're lost and you cannot find if you are in that lifestyle and you need a lifestyle change, now is the time to have that lifestyle change. Remember, tomorrow is not guaranteed. We're singing in number 82. The altars are open for prayer. God bless you.